No matter what you do for a living, the coronavirus has affected your work life. And we've been speaking to workers and people who've lost their jobs. We're joined now by someone who still has her job, but is now working from home and balancing childcare too. Amy Ragsdale, a therapist in New York City. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
And how has it been to do your work from home? Are you just connecting with people online?
I am. So mostly through FaceTime or Zoom, I'm having what we call teletherapy sessions. I'm a psychotherapist, so I'm providing mental health services to people who, you know, right now, as you can imagine, really need it.
Mm-hmm. And we understand your husband is a teacher. He's also working from home and teaching online, and you have a baby. How have you both been managing the work and the childcare?
It's a constant juggling act. Luckily, you know, for my husband, if he needs to, he can have our son, the baby, with him in his remote teaching. But for me, you know, the sessions I have with my patients, they're highly confidential. So whereas sometimes I can hear my son right outside of the door, I can't have him with me. And normally there's that, of course, separation between my professional self and my mom self. Right now, those two selves are really merging in a way that's, like, I have to say, like, a completely exhausting and overwhelming.
And you're in New York City, so do you have enough space in your place to have room for both you and your husband to be working and your son to be at least moving around to the extent that he can?
It's tight. We're lucky enough to have a two-bedroom. So, you know, my son has his own room, but of course he's with us. He can't just be in his room. So right now I have a little office set up in our bedroom. And my husband mainly works out in the living room. It's sort of our kitchen and living room are just one big room. So he's kind of in the main area or part of our apartment, whereas I'm pretty much holed up in the bedroom for the majority of the day.
So would you say you can't wait to get back to the office?
Yes, and mainly yes, but the silver lining here is that I am getting a lot more time with my son. Normally, we have a nanny who works every day from 8 to 6. So I see my son for really 2 hours of the day. And then, of course, we spend the weekends with him. But so the silver lining is, yeah, if I want to go outside of my room after a session and hug my son, I can do that. And just to have that reconnection all day long is really kind of a beautiful thing. But I have no time for myself. Truly, like, I'm almost in tears now saying that, like, there's just no time for me. And even, you know, living in New York City, I'm normally commuting for 30 to 40 minutes at least. And that is time for myself. I listen to a podcast, I'll read a book, and there's just none of that downtime.
So you actually miss the commute?
I actually weirdly do. It's a time for me to kind of unwind.
Because it's alone time.
Yeah, exactly. It's alone time.
That is Amy Ragsdale, who is working from home as a therapist in New York City. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.
And you can hear our other conversations with workers, including a DoorDash delivery worker at hereandnow.org.